John Carter. And we're going to take a break for station identification. Johnny, take it away, please. 6148.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Miranda, student event center at Kettle Moraine High School in beautiful Wales, Wisconsin. We're one of the elite athletic programs of the Classic Eight, perhaps the whole country. Kettle Moraine High School lead the Black Shirts of Waukesha South 61-48, 4:40 remaining. It's been a great battle against by both teams, especially with the heavily favored Lasers taking on the developing Black Shirts. Inbound to Stuckey from Vium, guarded by Morose, back in the game. And Stuckey taking his time. Now he's going to drive to the basket. Stuckey going for a little layup, and it won't fall. But Morose ends up throwing the ball off of Stuckey's leg, and the Black Shirts will get the ball back. Great effort by Stuckey battling for that offensive rebound. And that's really been the advantage for the Lasers. 4:17 remaining. Morose dribbling to the right backcourt. Gives it to Hennis, top of the key. Hennis now looking for a driver. Nowhere to go. Gets it back to Perea, right backcourt. Perea driving on McSorley. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Garcia. And there will be a foul on McSorley, it looks like. I guess a little push on Perea. They're going to call it a shooting foul, interestingly enough, even though he was behind the backboard. Oh, it is the 17th foul, so that explains it. Two on McSorley. Both teams at seven fouls. So let's see if Perea can convert here. First free throw. Yes! Nothing but the bottom of the net for Perea. 12 points for him tonight. His first free throw. Let's see if he can make it two here. Yes, from Perea. 61-50. 4:02 remaining in the game. Heavy coverage. Viom, though, going coast to coast. Right-handed layup will not fall. Perea gets a rebound, gives it to Gordon. Gordon to Carter. Carter driving. Great little dish to Morose, but it's blocked beautifully. Ball will be off the Lasers. What a block by Roman Thompson on a beautiful reverse layup attempt. Actually, it wasn't a reverse. It was just a dish from Garcia from the right to a driving Morose. And inbound pass knocked away by Bester, intended for Carter. 3:45 remaining in the game, an 11-point Laser lead. Garcia will inbound for the Black Shirts. Gets it to Hennis, over to Morose, to Garcia under the basket. Garcia back to Carter, to Garcia in the corner. Garcia driving, kicks it back out to Perea. Nice little dish to Hennis. Hennis can't get it to fall. A great block by Thompson. Stuckey gets the outlet. Stuckey driving now. He decides to kick it back out. 3:24 is your time remaining. 3:19 now. Stuckey now kicks it over to Bester. Bester fakes one way, goes to his left, kicks it back out, and then Garcia will foul him just to try to take some stop the clock here. I believe that's Garcia's first. Stout and Staub will come in for Carter and Garcia. Yeah, Hennis has his fourth foul. The layup is good and the foul. The old Roman gets another bucket and the foul. Chance for a three-point play. Stout gets his third. Thompson at the line here, 63-50. Free throw is good from Thompson. So it's now a 14-point lead. Morose brings it up for the Black Shirts. Morose on his right. Driving in. Reverse layup won't fall, but Hennis gets the rebound, and Hennis gets hacked by Bester. Trying to put it up, and a good move by Hennis going up right away with it, even in a crowd. That's only his second foul. The first one, very unfortunate technical and seemingly uncharacteristic. 2:58 remaining. First free throw by Hennis. Oh, off the back of the rim. Tough miss by Hennis. Looking to get his first points of the night. Played some great defense. Has really been a presence around the basket in the paint on both ends here. Second free throw from Hennis, and that one falls. Rolled through the rim and found its way in, so. 64-51, 2:56 remaining. Double coverage here. Thompson gets it, though. Crosses the court, driving in. Little bounce past Bester, but he dribbles it out in the corner. Now kicks it to a driving Thompson. Thompson gets the basket and the foul. And that's Giovanni Perea. Three on Perea. Misses a free throw, but gets back out to the Lasers. 19 points for Thompson. Bester going to drive. Gets to Vium. It's knocked out of bounds on Stout. No, Stout knocked it off of Vium. So Blackshirts will get the ball here. Good defensive play by Stout, who will be likely be playing some defense for the Blue Golds of Eau Claire. I'm thinking pastries. Rose brings it up for the Blackshirts. 2:32 and counting. A 66-51. Laser lead. Long three from Staub. Won't fall, but Perea gets the rebound. Good little dish to Moroz, but it won't go. A little miscommunication on that. Beg your pardon there. I had to go get the ball that was rolling away. All the things I do for high school basketball. Sobiech having trouble inbounding, and he calls timeout. And another sign of great coaching in this Brian Rickard era. Nobody was open for the Lasers, and instead of taking the violation, they took the timeout. I know they got a 15-point lead with 2:20 remaining, but just some good examples of best practices. And during this timeout, I want to again acknowledge our sponsors tonight. Thrivent Financial is growing and seeking advisors, financial advisors, for a career helping people in your community. Email your contact info and resume to wicareers@thrivent.com. That's wicareers@thrivent.com. And then Joe Wama, not Joe Mama, Joe Wama Screen Printing in Waukesha, your source for quality screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products, including spiritware. Visit them at waukeshascreenprinting.com. That's waukeshascreenprinting.com. Inbound now from Sobiech to Stuckey, back to Sobiech. Back to Stuckey, back to Sobiech against the zone press, full court press. Sobiech all the way down to the old Roman in the left corner. He fakes the three, now dribbles around, kicks it back to Vium. 2:06 remaining. Dribbles past Hennis, and he's just going to dribble around. Right now it's just about killing the clock. So Stuckey now drives, kicks it out to a driving Bester, but Bester pulls it out, 1:54. Sobiech now guarded by Hennis here. Long pass out to Thompson, top of the key. Long three from Sobiech, in and out, rebounded by Moroz. Here come the Blackshirts, 1:41 remaining. Nice little dish to an open Hennis. Hennis, yes! And a quick timeout from the Blackshirts. Good recognition there from Moroz to Hennis. And make that 3 points for Hennis tonight. 1:36 remaining, and we'll keep it here. Lasers will likely come away with the win here, but a real credit to Coach Montez and his team for putting up a real battle against one of the elites of the Classic Eight. And again, if the Lasers had Drew Wagner, I think they'd be running the table on their entire schedule. But as it is, they have only two losses. The first to number one Arrowhead, excuse me, and the second to the powerful Pirates of Pewaukee. So quite a record in Coach Brian Rickard's first year back with the Lasers. 13-2, looking to make it 14-2. Well, we'll see what the Blackshirts have left in them. You know, stranger things have happened, and they can maybe get a stop here on defense and put up a tray. Here come the Lasers out of the timeout. Blackshirt setting up in a zone full court press. Sobiak will inbound and it'll likely go to Stuckey. But Ben Bester's also there to provide support. Yeah, it's going to go to Bester. Bester over to Stuckey. Stuckey all the way down to Sobiak. Across the line. Sobiak gives it back to Verone. Vilm driving in. Joan Bester. Bester dribbles into the paint but kicks it back out to Thompson. 1:20 remaining. And Stout will foul Thompson. Stop the clock. And that'll be four on the senior. Who's had quite a night with 14 points. I believe he leads all black shirts. We have quite a few in high scorers here. Perea has 13, it looks like. Bester then gets fouled there by Staub. Black shirts have some fouls to give here. Now that makes it seven, so that'll put, with 1:12 left, that'll put Bester on the line. And Staub gets his his second foul, excuse me. Bester will shoot. Don't forget on this week in Waukesha tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. we have Candace Strong with Trisha's Troops talking about their wonderful mission helping patients and families battling cancer. And in the second hour, Candace Strong and myself will meet members of the Waukesha Fire Department and their union's efforts, organizing a fundraiser for a fellow firefighter whose daughter, 7-year-old daughter, is battling leukemia. It'll be a very special show. Join us at 7 on the Civic Media app. Missed rebound gets kicked all the way out to the Lasers, and they get fouled there. Joe Coast in the game for the first time. Stuckey will go to the line, and Coast gets his first foul, it looks like. Or no, that's Staub. Staub gets his third personal. 18 foul. So after the game, you can tune in tonight late with Your House Peach Rubber on 540 AM, 101.1 FM. The Shaw. Second free throw, and that one finds its way in finally. It's 69-53 for the Lasers. Stout will inbound to Moroz. 106 and counting. Moroz to Staub on the wing. Staub now driving the middle. Staub left-handed layup goes all the way in. Oh, can't get it to fall. And heck of a rebound there by Stuckey. Falling down, but recovered by Sobiak. Back to Stuckey. And Stuckey will get fouled by Moroz there. Driving to the basket. So in spite of the score, which will show a big margin here for the Lasers, really was a heck of a game and a heck of an effort from the Blackshirts. And the Lasers really had to earn every point. As Sobiak gets a big applause coming out of the game. Number 21 comes in for the first time. No, he comes back in. Excuse me, Jack Barker. Second visit in onto the floor. First free throw is good. 70 points. And now Montez will clear the bench as young Michael Fredrickson will come in along with Jacob Davis as Stout, Staub, and Moroz come out. Seniors, heck of a game tonight from them. First free throw, second, no, that's no good. A heck of a rebound by Davis. I'll let the cost. Cost driving in, loses the handle. It goes out of bounds in the Blackshirts. Lasers will take over. 45 seconds left in the game. And now the Lasers empty their bench. They got a whole crew coming in here. Let's see if we can get these names rattled off. Garvin's back in. Charlie Dunham. Tanik Wankowski. And number 32, the 6'7", Luke Targos comes in, the junior. And it's Winkowski guarded by Swartz here. 30 seconds remaining now. Winkowski to Garvin. Garvin kicks it back out to Braden Phelan, also in the game. Phelan gives it to Dunham, top of the key. Dunham guarded by Swartz. 17 seconds remaining. Dunham now dribbling. He's going to go to the basket this time. No, kicks it into the corner. to the big man Targos. Targos finally gets rid of it. And now it's Dunham, and that'll be it. They're going to let the clock run out, and the Lasers will survive with a 70-53 victory over the visiting Blackshirts. The Lasers will move to 14-2, 7-1 in conference. And the Blackshirts will move to 6-11, 1-9 in conference. It's really been a great, great game tonight. And we'll read off some final scores here as we say goodnight to Billy Swartz. And his brother Julian. Shake his hand. Good to see you. So, 70-53, your final score. For the Lasers, Roman Thompson. 19 points for the junior Roman Thompson. Ben Bester had 9. Nathan Viome had 12 points for Viome. Zach Fleming had 2. Will Stuckey had 13. And Jack McSorley had 11 in a victorious effort. And for the Blackshirts, junior Giovanni Perea had 13 points. Senior Evan Stout had 14 points, including 4 fours. Brighton Staub had 5, including 1 three-pointer. Maxwell Hennis had 3. Javon Carter had 4. Zayas DeWalt had 7 points, was 5 of 7 on free throws. And senior Charlie Morose had 7 points. So again, in spite of the loss, a great effort for the Blackshirts. And of course, it's always a treat to see the Lasers play and do battle. Be sure to join us for a very special edition of this week in of Friday Night Game of the Week as the girls got next, folks. That's right, the combined North-South team travels to Waukesha West to take on the Wolverines. Be a very special night showcasing women's high school basketball and a great time for it, especially with the success that the Carroll women's team have cracking into the top 25. So be sure to look out for that. We want to thank our sponsors again, Thrivent Financial. They are growing and seeking financial advisors for a career helping people in your community. Email your contact info and resume to wicareers@thrivent.com. That's wicareers@thrivent.com for a chance at a wonderful future with a great company. And then, of course, Waukesha's own Joe Wama Screen Printing, your source for quality screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products, including spirit wear. Visit Joe Wama at WaukeshaScreenPrinting.com. Congrats, Coach. And congrats again to Brian Rickert and the Lasers of Kettle Moraine for another great victory and a really great season. Good luck to them as they look to finish off the season strong. And don't forget to join us tomorrow this week in Waukesha at 7. Candace Strong with Trisha's Troops and the Waukesha Fire Department and their special fundraiser for the Schroeder family whose daughter is battling leukemia, as well as a lot of community news and so many great things happening in our wonderful city. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Thanks to Johnny and Anya for a great job on the board. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya!
Todd Allbaugh Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country. As Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back. Friday Night Light. It's the Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights here at Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. Got some texts already from the 414 with you. And that is about Paul Newman, because there was another text from the same texter. So Paul Newman had swagger. That he did. But you know what? He had like a cool swagger. He wasn't like trying. That's what was so great about Paul Newman. It was just there. He had that quality that you can't really coach or teach or fake. He just had it. Now it helps that he was a really good looking guy, but he was just cool. And all of it, Cool Hand Luke, he announces to all the other prisoners, I bet I can eat 50 eggs. Great scene. I mean, the guy just, yeah, he was cool. And part of it, I think, was he had a really normal life. He was married to an actress, Joanne Woodward, who was also very well known. By all accounts, they lived a, you know, fairly normal life, whatever that means. But probably also helped there were no tabloids then either. So I agree. He had swagger. And also from the 414, same texture. Oh, yes. Bacon in, no. Yes. Eggs in bacon grease. Tough on the arteries, but so good. Yeah. I never even tried that. Let's bring Terry Barr in. Is she here, Conrad?
I can call her up right now.
Oh, yeah. I thought we had her coming in at 8:20. I want to ask Terry if she's had dirty eggs. Because they are delicious. And I had no idea what they were until I heard that story about Paul Newman. Then I thought, okay. And I don't eat eggs enough. It is tough in the arteries, but I don't eat them enough where it's really like would probably be an issue. But anyway, yeah, good stuff. And then another friend of mine said favorite winter movie, Christmas Vacation. Okay, that is, you can put a Christmas film if you want. That's fine. But I guess I was thinking like Fargo. It's just a lot of great winter movies. So mine, as I said, is Groundhog Day. Love the film. Can't wait to watch it. Groundhog Day is coming up. Maybe we'll do a Groundhog Day special. There aren't many movies made about Groundhog Day. So we'll get into that too. But that is our question of the night. What is your favorite winter movie? We're kind of in the dead of winter here, although it doesn't feel like it in the state of Wisconsin at the moment. But what is your favorite winter movie? Text us and let us know. And I got to tell you again, because we have this new number, this new and improved number 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And you can also text us on the Civic Media app. It's so easy. You go there, you click on any of the stations because we're on statewide. The show will come up, and then there's a little text icon. It's a piece of cake. So we always love to hear from you throughout the show, regardless of what we're talking about. So joining me now is a very talented fellow Civic Media host. I love when she stops by the show. Terry Barr. Terry's with us. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm well. This is the question that I'm... have you ever had dirty eggs?
Wait, what?
Have you, okay,
you got me with this one.
First, dirty. I should say, have you ever heard of dirty eggs? And it doesn't sound like you have.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I think I'm going to learn something new. Tell me.
You're going to learn something new and something delicious, I think. Dirty eggs are when you cook eggs in bacon grease.
So, oh my gosh. Yeah. I have had that, but I didn't know. I didn't know there was a name for it.
I didn't either. About 20 years ago, a friend of mine told me about it, and I was like, wow, that sounds really good. So... That was apparently Paul Newman. It's his birthday today, and that's what we were talking about. That's apparently Paul Newman's favorite breakfast was dirty eggs.
What?
Now, doesn't that sound like Paul Newman? I mean, just such a cool dude. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And it's a cool name, Dirty Eggs. Like,
It is. Oh, boy. Guess what I'm going to be looking for this weekend?
I know what Terry Bell will be having tomorrow for breakfast.
Oh my goodness.
It's great to have you with me again, Terry. I love our Friday nights. Do you have a favorite winter movie?
You know, a lot of old movies are my favorite winter movies. You know, it's one of those where you're scrolling through on TV and you run across like Anchorman or, you know, all those older movies that you've seen 100 times, but you can still always watch it again. And you know the lines and you love to recycle lines. And that, I know, is not a winter type of movie, but to me, that's more of like a couch potato type of movie.
You know what, though? That totally works. Like, it's kind of a vague thing, winter movie. I was thinking films that are shot or set in winter, but it could be films that you just love to watch when you're holed up or have cabin fever or whatever. Like, just, you know.
Absolutely.
So that totally works. I totally get
that. Okay. Oh, thanks. Well, what's your favorite winter movie?
Groundhog Day.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And I'm taking the Christmas movies off the table, although people are welcome to chime in with those, too. Those are all great. Uh-huh. And I love, like, It's a Wonderful Life, but I'm thinking more like those are obvious ones. So I'm looking for that one, like Fargo or Simple Plan or Groundhog Day.
Oh, those are also good. Yeah,
totally. Yep. But Groundhog Day is more of a feel good, you know, Bill Murray, Andy McDowell. It's just such a great movie. So have you seen it?
Oh, many times. Again, that's one of those you've seen it enough. And then when you're scrolling through and you see it's on, it doesn't matter what part of the movie it is, you just stop and watch the rest of it.
Absolutely. I love those movies. We did a segment on that once, and I'll probably make it a regular thing. What's the film you can't not watch when it's on? You know,
right?
I agree with you. That is totally one of them. So
absolutely.
Hey, so before we get into some fun cheese talk, which I'm thrilled you're going to be part of. Yeah, and I want to give you a quiz, too. Conrad and I took this about a week ago, but it's called How Wisconsin Are You? And I know you're very Wisconsin, so I want to give you that, too, if we can squeeze that in. But tell us about what you have on tap this weekend for Max Inc.
Oh, my goodness. We have a stack show once again.
Of course.
There is a fairly new organization called Create Wisconsin. And it turns out Wisconsin is one of the states that gets the least amount of funding for the arts programs across the entire state.
What?
So this is a group that is out there trying to get attention and alert. And it just goes to anything related to any of the arts in our schools, you know, trying to make opportunities, especially for kids that need something like this. So we have the director is going to be on the show to tell us more about it and how people can get involved and try to support it. And then we have this amazing musician that is going to join us live. It's a concert from 9 to 10. And she's originally from Wisconsin, moved to Hawaii.
Oh, man.
And now she has moved back to Wisconsin. Now, that'll be my first question. Why?
She missed the winter.
I know. But Miss Megan is going to be on, and she puts her music kind of in a bizarre sort of framework where it's Americana, but yet it's Hawaiian with a taste of Wisconsin. I can't wait to share her and her music and her stories with everybody tomorrow night.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Such a great show you got there. I want you to elaborate a little bit when we come back about Create Wisconsin. That sounds really cool. And we can help get the word out there if there's a website. But Terry Barr is with me. And when we come back, Cheese Talk, you're not going to want to miss this with Terry Barr. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And it's everywhere. As she told me, it can break your heart and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late.
The
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News special report. The defamation case against Donald Trump is over. For now, CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
A New York jury took just a short time reaching its decision in the civil defamation case against former President Donald Trump, brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. The nine-person jury awarded Carroll $83.3 million in damages.
And we just said over for now because Trump quickly announced that he'll appeal the verdict. And then there's the campaign. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
The very moment this verdict was announced, Donald Trump's campaign team sent out a press release criticizing Nikki Haley about her border policy.
The University of Virginia's Larry Sabato.
We all know that the reaction among his Trump base will be to rally round him and be even more supportive, and to call this suppression, voter suppression, an attempt to move his followers elsewhere.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Milwaukee Friday to talk about the economy, which is defying expectations. New data from the Commerce Department shows GDP shot up 3.3% from October to December.
We have an economy that has been growing at a good, healthy pace. I see no reason why that can't continue. I think 2024 is going to be a very good economic year.
Yellen speaking with ABC News. The State Department of Natural Resources is warning people to be safe on the ice as warm temperatures and rain weaken the ice. While Wisconsin saw bitter cold quickly freeze lakes earlier this month, temperatures around the state have been above freezing all last week. The DNR says to wear proper clothing like a life jacket and carry a stick or rod with you to check the ice before you step foot on it. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM WAUK.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Drizzle, light rain, and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid-30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40. A chance of rain and snow showers Monday night. Right now it's 33.
There are a thousand ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are a thousand ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosophy you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Tonight's question is, what is your favorite winter movie? Rico from the 608 says, The Shining. Love me some Jack. Yeah, that's a hard one to argue with. If you want to be freaked out, that was such a phenomenal movie. That's one of my, actually, my all-time favorite movies, not just a winter movie, but that's a great one. But even now, it stays with me when I see it. And I'm, you know, I should be past the nightmares and, you know, that kind of stuff, but it stays with me. And then from the 262, Simple Plan was great. So there you go. Terry Barr is with us. She's a civic media host as well, one of the hosts of Max Inc., which you can catch tomorrow night. Tell us a little more, Terry. What time, 6 p.m., is it?
Yeah, we're live at 6 p.m., and we just get crazy with new music. We highlight a lot of local artists, local businesses. And then from 9 to 10, we call this our concert time, where we actually have a Wisconsin-based musician come in and put on a concert, answer all of our silly questions, and have just a wonderful time. And then Jimmy K takes you out till midnight, and he gets a lot heavier from 10 to midnight.
Oh, nice.
And when you hear all this music, you just feel so, oh, I don't know, joyful knowing that live music is alive and well in Wisconsin, but then realizing, wow, are we lucky? We have so much talent in this state.
You know what's so cool too, Terry, is like when I was a kid, I got an AM radio and I remember listening to WLS in Chicago. And I thought, this is what I thought happened. I thought the DJ would introduce the song and he would like point and that band would play. Like that's how limited, that's how limited my knowledge of radio was when I was like, you know, seven years old. And, but I love the idea. As I got older, I realized, oh, that does kind of happen. Sometimes there are live performances.
Sometimes.
I think the best thing about your show is that it's live and you actually have musicians there. It's so cool.
We really do. We have had as big of a 10-piece band now since we moved to the new location, the global headquarters, as we say.
Yeah.
On State Street in Madison. It's large. We, you know, if people want to come and be part of the live show, they are welcome to join us. And we just really call it a concert every Saturday night live. And then it replays on Sunday night at the exact same time.
You know what I think would be really cool? And maybe you guys already do this. Like you're right there on State Street. Yeah, you're right there on State Street and Dayton. And in the summer when the weather's nice, maybe open the windows and let people hear like what's going on at Civic Media. Is that something or is that weird or rude for the neighbors or what?
I think
it'd be really cool.
I don't think so at all. And I'm sure the bands would love it.
Yeah.
We've done the opposite where we've had street musicians and I've run out with my phone to interview them share a little bit of their music during our live show. But I like the opposite of what you're saying. Open the windows and let everybody hear what's happening in that building.
Yeah. It's a big party, which is what your show is, really. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah,
we're
pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. So I hope everyone tunes in tomorrow night to hear Terry. Okay, so you were the first person I thought of, Terry.
Why?
I think, Conrad, who gave us this? Was it you or Todd? How Wisconsin Are You quiz.
Well, actually, I just looked up Top Cheeses. And that was the first link that came up. So,
okay, all right. So we're gonna get
thanks, Conrad.
We are gonna get to the top cheeses, but I want to do this too because you are a tried and true Wisconsinite. You love your state, and not that the rest of us don't, but you've been here pretty much your whole life, right?
Yeah, moved away for a good time. Job opportunities, you know, we all do. But the opportunity to come back happened. And so we chose to come back.
Yeah. And okay. And you do these, I think probably just because of the features you do for Civic Media, I think, she loves Wisconsin because you do these awesome things about cheeseburgers and ice cream sundaes. And we'll talk about that too. But okay. So here's the quiz. And I think Rico, who just texted in The Shining before, won. Didn't he, Conrad? Didn't he have like 23 out of this or something?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. So Rico, supposedly. One of our listeners is the most Wisconsin of any of us.
Okay.
To this point.
All right.
So here we go. There's about 25 questions. No pressure. Okay. Been to a fish fry. Yes. Have you been to
Fish Fry? Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
All right, I'm going to mark that.
You were going to ask something else with that.
That's it.
Yes, of course, a fish fry. Absolutely. Right.
It's very simple. I'll keep score for you. So visit visited Lambeau Field.
Yes. Yeah. Many times.
Eaten a Culver's Butterburger.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Pumped.
Oh, no.
Pumped gas at a Quick Trip.
Yes.
Okay. Boiled brats in beer.
Absolutely every time.
It's kind of a silly question, isn't it?
These are fun. I like it.
Hunted deer.
My family does. I do not. Okay. So I don't know if I get a half a point.
I'll tell you what. If it comes down to you and Rico being tied, I will give you a half a point.
Oh, Rico, you better look out.
He's already fixing his scores. Owned a snowblower.
Yes.
Okay. Drank a spotted cow.
Yes.
Yes. Eaten squeaky cheese curds.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Conrad loves squeaky cheese curds too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He eats them by the best, Conrad.
He eats them by the curd full. Okay. Okay. Went on vacation, quote, up north, end quote. I don't know exactly what that means, but I think anything north of like probably Mauston. I don't know.
I think they decided, like the governor on a recent interview, I heard him say he feels up north starts at Wausau.
Okay. That makes sense. Anywhere up.
The governor. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's the governor.
Yes, I can say yes.
Okay. Perfect. Saw a concert at Summerfest.
Yes.
Yes. Who am I talking to here? Of course you have. Tailgated at Miller Park.
Yes.
Yes. You know what? I said no on that because when I was a kid, we used to drive up to see my grandparents and it was County Stadium. But I have tailgated, but not officially at Miller Park. So I would probably take a half a point for that too.
Well, and you know what's funny? I've tailgated at County Stadium, at Miller Park, and now at the what they call American Family Field. So I've done all of it.
Oh, well done. Okay. Maybe you get a half a point for that too. We'll see. We'll see how this ends up. hated. This question is kind of weird. I apologize in advance. Hated potholes with a passion.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And this one, I don't know why it's on here, but how much money do you make a year, Terry? No, I'm just joking.
What? Okay.
That's not part of the news. Watched Making a Murderer.
Ooh, no.
No, okay.
I was still in news when that entire case happened.
Okay.
And the photographer involved, I mean, this is like a long story, but the photographer involved took my best friend's wedding photos. I have some weird correlations with it, but I've not watched the actual series and I don't know if I can.
I appreciate your honesty. My guest is Terry Barr, civic media host of Mad Max Inc., which is on tomorrow night. You got to check it out, folks. It's a great show. Okay, so we have, all right, where were we? Okay, eaten cherries in Door County.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Ridden on a Harley.
Yes.
Okay. Been to the state fair.
Yes.
Hated driving in Illinois.
Ooh, that's a good one, and I would have to say yes.
Yeah, same. I'm just saying, I don't like driving anywhere but Illinois. The tolls drive me crazy. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And I feel like we drive fast, but they drive faster.
You know what? I agree with that historically, but boy, I have noticed where we are in Northeast Wisconsin, a lot of crazy drivers lately. And I don't think it used to be like this.
2020, people are mad.
What, COVID or what? Just the election?
Yeah, they take it out when they drive, and I don't think that's stopped since then.
Gosh, that's healthy. All right. Hated driving in Illinois. Got you down for a yes. Worn a Packers jersey to church.
Oh, I think I did when I was a kid, yes.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Gone tubing during summer.
Yes.
Okay. Drank from a bubbler.
You mean a water fountain thingy? Right. Yes.
All right. You are jamming. Known a youper.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Of course.
My longtime co-anchor in Green Bay was a youper.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Jay Johnson, for anyone who may remember.
Wow, I remember that name. John Mino is a Uber, co-host of the morning show. Here,
I worked with John also.
Yeah, big time Uber. A proud Uber, too, I will say.
Yes, and I hear they're going to do some Uber games next week.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so swam in the Wisconsin Dells.
No. I'm not a good swimmer, so no, I would have to say.
Have you doggy paddled in the Wisconsin Dells, Terry?
Barely, no.
Okay. You have not been in water in the Wisconsin Dells?
No.
Okay.
I've had water on me in the Wisconsin Dells because of the ducks rides, but...
Oh, man. I'd love to help you.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Okay. I know. I'm pushing it there.
All right. Owned camo clothing.
Oh, I think I do. Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was very fashionable, though.
Yeah, I think it is kind of, right? I mean, okay. There's tons of people that don't hunt that still wear camo clothes.
Thank you.
Worn a snowsuit on Halloween.
Yes.
Really nice.
For trick-or-treating when it was snowing. Yes, I remember.
All right. This last question is a little strange. It says, said you don't have an accent. I don't, that's just a strangely worded, but it says you don't have an accent, or said you don't have an accent to someone, I guess.
Yeah. I would have to say yes.
Okay.
And you know, until you go through all your voice lessons and all of that and you get rid of it.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes the quiz. Conrad, do you have some victory music ready?
That half a point.
Whatever you can pull.
That half a point, I think, did put her over top, right?
All right. Cue the music. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new How Wisconsin Are You champ, and her name is Terry Bell.
Is that okay? Oh, my
gosh. It's fantastic.
Rico,
you got 24.
I'm sorry.
Rico had a good run. Listen, he held the title for a week?
Yeah.
You got that music, Conrad?
I got a crowd cheering. I'll do it.
Whatever. It's a happy time. It's Terry Bell. There we go. Terry, our studio audience loves it. You are the new How Wisconsin Are You champ. Terry Bell from Civic Media. It's an inside job. Rico, I'm sure will
be a good sport. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Very welcome. Okay, so... let me ask you this too, and then we'll talk about cheese. You do these great features for Civic Media. Where do you get the information, and what has been your favorite one to do?
Probably, and Conrad, this one's for you, the cheese curds. That has been one of my favorites because I interviewed a woman with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin who was able to actually explain how the cheese squeaks, and it all has something to do with the enzymes on your teeth when you're eating the cheese.
What?
And I just found that so fascinating. It was just a really fun little did you know kind of piece about Wisconsin. And that's what I look for. I've done these in other places I've worked, not exactly, you know, like the slice of Wisconsin, but in Green Bay, when I worked at Fox 11, we did a Spirit of Wisconsin where we highlighted people. And you just kind of hope that these stories come about naturally, like somebody tells you about someone or something, or you just learn about, oh, my goodness, there's a park that is nothing but cement in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And no one else has that. You know, so these are just really, I enjoy the research and then having the opportunity to talk to people involved in any of these stories.
Well, keep up the great work. You're great at it. When we come back, coming up next, finally, it's Cheese Talk. And Terry has a queen. She was a queen at one point. I've never actually talked to a queen, so I'm excited about that, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Earl Ingram.
Sandy. People are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Shaw, WAUK.
That is some good Friday night music. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me. Broadcasting all over the great state of Wisconsin. Got some more texts here. From the 608, Carla from Baraboo. Conrad's aunt is weighing in. Always love when Carla weighs in. Conrad's aunt Carla got all 25. Did she say that last time,
Conrad? Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did. So I guess she's technically the champ. Although,
ooh.
I was not administering the test, so... Carla, I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just saying I don't believe you.
No, I was there. Joking. I was there.
You were there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Conrad's a voucher. As long as we got a voucher. Well, all right. So, Terry, like a silver medal, that's nothing to cry about, right? from the 818, favorite winter movie, Groundhog Day from Bridget. She and I have the same favorite winter movie. That's awesome. From the 414, Pete Love. Is that a movie I'm not aware. That should be a movie. Someone should write a movie about me and call it Pete Love.
I got it.
Yeah, on it. Take a memo, Conrad. Let's get that out as soon as possible. Let's get that in theaters pronto. Thank you, 414. And then from the 608, Rico from Rock County probably is not very happy right now. He says, them damn youpers. Oh, that's right. That's the question he couldn't answer. He said, or maybe I should blame the alcohol. We tied and I got a half a point for being drunk in Wisconsin. Well, it doesn't matter anyway, because Conrad's Aunt Carla apparently is the new champ. So many great texts we get. Keep them coming, folks. Love it. What is your favorite winter movie? That's tonight's question. So let us know. I'm talking with Terry Barr, the host of Max Inc., which you can hear tomorrow night on Civic Media. It's a live show. It's great. Don't miss it. But Terry is not just a music aficionado. She's very Wisconsin, almost the best Wisconsinite. And she says... she knows cheese. So tell us a little bit about your history. Terry, you said you were a Farm Bureau queen.
I was.
I've never talked to a queen before. Explain, what is that exactly?
Oh, you silly guy. Yeah. I don't know why I got into this phase, but I think what I believe so strongly in is the dairy industry. And, you know, my dad was a longtime dairy farmer. I have brothers now that are in the industry. And, you know, my dad used to say, I don't think people understand where the food comes from. And that right. I took that to heart, especially when I moved away and lived in bigger cities where the kids never got to leave the city to actually see that food comes from somewhere other than just the grocery store. So that is a big thing. And yes, I was a Farm Bureau queen. And so I got to go around and talk about farming and dairy and all of that. And I was also fairest of the fair. And all of that kind of comes together, too, because I just love our state fair and our county fairs and everything that goes with it that is very Wisconsin. Yes.
Wow, that's a great answer. Did you get free curds?
Always.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, they should throw you something, right? I mean, you know, you're a queen and the fairest of the fair. And then it says you're also the Allison Dairyland runner-up. Talk about that's in Door County, right?
Pardon?
Is that a Door County thing?
No, it's a Wisconsin position that you actually apply for, and then you have to do all these different presentations and interviews. And if you actually are named Alice, you get to, for a year, work for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture.
Oh, wow.
And go around and market what Wisconsin is all about as far as their agriculture products.
Wow, you've been busy. That's pretty cool. Those are three intimidating titles. If you send a resume out, people are like, whoa, Queen, Fairest of the Fair, and Alice in Dairyland. All right. So I guess what I'm getting at here is you are very qualified to talk about cheese.
I love cheese. I could eat cheese with everything.
Okay, so this is a list, Wisconsin's top 10 cheeses from Up North News.
Yeah.
I just found this. So I think I sent you a copy of this. Do you have it?
You did.
Okay. So what do you think about the list? Let's go through it. We got number 10, Gouda. 0.4% of all Wisconsin cheese is Gouda. Number nine, 0.6% is Gorgonzola. I love Gorgonzola.
Ooh.
Yeah. Swiss is number eight, 8.8%. Munster, 2%. Hispanic, I don't know that cheese. Wisconsin produces 71 million pounds of queso fresco. Oh, okay. Crumbly and mild.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Queso blanco white cheese, which are key in Mexican cuisine. Sure. I've never heard that title, though. Hispanic cheese. I didn't know that. Feta, 2.8%. That's number five.
Yum.
Yeah. American, 9.7%. That's number four. Thank you, grilled cheese.
Right.
Italian. Again, Italian cheese. Oh, okay. Parmesan Romano. They should just say what it is. Italian, 16.1%. Number two is cheddar, 19.5%. And number one, would you have guessed this, Terry?
What is it? I can't remember.
Mozzarella, 33.9%.
Oh.
Because of pizza?
I guess. Yeah. It's not my favorite if I was going to eat it alone. But
same.
Pizza. Yeah.
I gotta say, I don't ever eat cheese. Like, there's a great scene in The Simpsons where Homer comes down in the middle of the night and eats 64 slices of American cheese. It's like the greatest scene ever. And he says, at one point, he says, I think I'm blind. I don't even know what that means. Like, cheese can make you blind. But, so what's your favorite, Terry? What out of all we just said?
I actually really love Gouda.
Yeah, I do too. Smoked Gouda.
So good.
Yeah.
Conrad, you too?
Yeah, I think that's my favorite on this list.
All three of us with a Gouda, and it's only point. We're the 0.4% right here, the three people on this phone. Yeah. That's great. But I do like Gorgonzola too.
Yeah.
Those would probably be my two. The least, 9 and 10 are probably my two favorites. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I would have to agree with you. And then if you could add like little dill in some of these different types of cheese, just some of the little weird things that we can do with cheese.
Yeah, totally. You said eat it by yourself. I don't think I could eat cheese by itself, but I'd love it in like pasta, of course, obviously. Or
you don't actually ever take like a block of cheese and just slice it and just eat it?
I'm not saying I've never done it, but... Let's continue that conversation next time. Terry, thank you so much for tonight.
Yeah, there's a
You're
story
so
there,
fun.
I'm sure.
Tune in to Max Inc. tomorrow night with Terry Bell on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great weekend, Terry. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Coming up next, Rob Thomas. We'll talk Oscars, what movies Rob is watching. He always has great suggestions. So we'll talk to Rob about that next. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
when you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.